You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we just received some insanely disgusting news about Donald Trump's involvement in the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and even Prince Andrew social orbit. Prince Andrew is somebody who has had many credible allegations levied against him throughout the years, almost as many as Donald Trump has had. But every time Trump is asked about this very social orbit, we've seen it. He either does one of two things. He goes on a long tirade where he digs himself in a deeper hole because he makes a weird admission about Virginia Giuffre and spas, or he just straight up walks off. He does not know how to talk about this issue, and it leads one to wonder what this dude is hiding. So I want to walk you through this story, but I also want to walk you all through a theory that a family member floated to me the other night. I'm not quite bought in on this Trump sex theory. It's disgusting. But I was thinking about it all night, and I thought that I would present it to you all because I think you'll appreciate the dots that are being connected. Also, take it with a grain of sand. It's likely just a theory, but we will cover it throughout this video. First, let's just start here. Last night, we did an event with Jasmine Crockett, and we are doing another one in Omaha, Nebraska, Saturday, August 23rd. I'll be hosting with Senator Warren and Maxwell Frost. If you're in the area, and if it's not a big lift, come out. There's so much fun. These events are great. We'll talk. We'll take pictures. We'll do all of that. And the link will be in the description. I met many amazing members of the community last night. We took photos together. Someone bought me a shot of liquor. We took the shot. We had a bunch of great conversations. I'm so grateful for the community. So I love everyone I met. And make sure you're subscribed to become a community member. So let's start with the theory. And then we'll loop back to the story. Do you guys remember back in 2019... when Patriots owner Robert Kraft was charged with solicitation in Florida, in Jupiter, Florida, very close to Palm Beach, Florida. We will get there. Much of the discussion surrounding Kraft's arrest is focused on whether or not the women were sex trafficking victims. As the investigation went on, they found out that he had solicited people who had been sex trafficked. And this is a really, really disgusting case of sex trafficking because what they do is they bring people over from China or other countries, and they don't speak English. And then they lock them. They make them sleep on the floor, and they lock them in a room, and the people have no one to talk to or no way to leave. And even if they did leave, they don't know how to speak English. So it's just, this is happening. And Robert Kraft ended up getting arrested. Again, Patriots owner. Now, it's interesting, because then we learned from sports reporter Adam Schefter that Robert Kraft was, quote, not the biggest name in South Florida prostitution sting. Remember, South Florida prostitution sting. In fact, if we read this article, what does this say? He faces two charges of soliciting sex from an employee at Orchids of Asia Day Spa, a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Now remember, Jupiter, Florida is where this happened. Now, Robert Kraft says, or someone says Robert Kraft was not the biggest name in the files. Then we continue with this. This popped up on my Reddit the other day, and this reads, from 2014, from Donald Trump, where serenity meets luxury. Trump National Jupiter's Spa offers treatments which help restore your youthful vitality. Jupiter Spa in Palm Beach, Florida. To make matters even worse, Donald Trump and Kraft were friends. Now listen, I said at the beginning of this that this was a theory. And it's a theory because you can poke easy holes in it. Like Donald Trump was the president in 2019 taking Secret Service to a spa that was a prostitution ring. I don't quite buy that. Maybe the better argument would be that this ring had been going on for years, so he did it in 2014, allegedly, maybe before he was the president. I don't know. I don't even fully believe it, but I do think it's interesting that Donald Trump and Robert Kraft have been friends for a while. They live very close in Palm Beach, Florida. Trump even owns his own spa in Jupiter, Florida, you know, a Jupiter spa. And Robert Kraft goes to this spa. He gets arrested and we see them together. It's all very, very odd. And you know what makes it more odd? this video, this unearthed video of Donald Trump bragging about hiring a teenage girl because she was, quote, so pretty. When a woman asks how to become a flight attendant, he tells her, you can work on my plane anytime. Just weirdo stuff.
My name is Juliet. I have a question. My question is, how many jets do you have and how would I apply to be a flight attendant?
I think she's hired.
This is incredibly disgusting and weird. You know, my mom runs a women-owned company. She, you know, focuses a lot on psychology and women in the workplace. And she always taught me from a young age that women in the workplace are always fighting this uphill battle because, number one, a lot of times women are socialized to not be as assertive in the workplace. But number two, men are socialized to be overly dominant and to be, what's the word, superficial in how they work. And Donald Trump embodies all of the worst types of characteristics of men from the 80s who are misogynistic and hire people based on how they look. And then listen to this story.
I had a case that was very interesting. A beautiful girl who was 17 or 18 applied to be a waitress. She's so beautiful. She's like a world-class beauty, like the young lady who just asked the question about the actress. She's so beautiful. And my people came, she said, "Well, Mr. Trump, she has no experience." So I interviewed her anyway, because she was so pretty. And I said, "Let me ask you, do you have any experience?" She goes, "No, sir." I said, "When can you start?"
Is he telling the Caroline Levitt hire story? That sounds like how he hired Caroline Levitt. But on a serious note, for real, that's despicable. That is not how anybody should be hired in this day and age. And this was in 2006. So we know that this guy's a creep. We know that this guy's a weirdo. And keep in mind, this is all despicable, but I'm just in absolute awe at how repetitious Donald Trump's creepiness is. It's like there's not like an awkward moment of him on camera in 2004 or whatever. It's like every single year he's hanging out with a social crew, a social orbit of sex traffickers, of Ghislaine Maxwell, of Jeffrey Epstein. Trump is holding behind-the-scenes parties with Epstein. He buys three beauty pageants while sending Epstein sexual innuendos. In this conversation, we learn that Donald Trump was recommending none other than massage parlors to Prince Andrew. Donald Trump allegedly handed Prince Andrew a list of masseuses, like a physical list, after the two men engaged in a sick conversation about pussy, it says. The interaction reportedly happened in the year 2000, not long after they had been introduced by their mutual friends, Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. The claim was made in a report in the Daily Mail on Saturday by the respected royal writer and historian Andrew Loney. Loney is the author of Entitled, The Rise and the Fall of House New York, a new investigative biography of Prince Andrew, and the book has already ignited a controversy because Epstein described Andrew as more obsessed with women than me, but this is where it gets really, really odd. In 2000, Loney says, Trump and Andrew attended Heidi Klum's annual Halloween party. Trump was quoted as saying, "Andrew's not pretentious. He's a lot of fun to be with." Wow, that aged poorly. It still did not age as poorly as that 2003 quote where Trump was like, "Epstein's a great guy. He just likes his women a little bit younger." Or that was 2004, one of those years. A recording of Trump boasting that his fame meant women allowed him to, quote, grab him by the P-word nearly derailed his 2016 campaign, and there are reports that Trump and Andrew were overheard at an event discussing Trump's plan for a golfing complex in Scotland, talking entirely about women, but it doesn't say women. They were talking about women in just a vulgar way over and over. The new book also claims that Andrew availed himself of the services of Epstein's driver whenever he was in New York. So, I mean, all of this came together in a really weird way. I was not even going to make a video about the theory that my family member floated me that I don't fully believe until I saw this article combined with this video, combined with this tweet where Donald Trump is talking about Jupiter Spa. I don't know. It's something interesting to chew on. I want to know what you guys think in the comment section below. I also want to urge you, if you are in the Omaha, Nebraska area, or it's travelable for you, come to this event. I mean, Pro-democracy events are very energizing, so I love you all. I'll see you in the next video.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S.-owned and operated. Moto, it's American-made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.